Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go. Crack, boom, bang.
Heartland rock and roll there from one of our favorite Hoosiers. This is John Cougar Mellencamp. Bringing us back. Seven till the hour. I wasn't sure, but now I am. Seven till the hour. I'm pretty sure. That's it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business owner, advocate, and owner. I'm an owner, too. 26 years this month, by the way. Kind of proud of that. Our good friend Rick Newman is here. He's our good longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, yahoofinance.com. His books are Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. His first book, his new one, is called Liberty for All, A Manifesto for Reclaiming Financial and Political Freedom, a book for our time, folks, if there ever was one. Rick, thanks again for being here. Tell the folks how they can find your book.
RickJNewman.com.
You can find out more about him, the books there, and Amazon has it, and all that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So you wrote a piece recently about what America is doing right. So you and I could both write a book on what America is doing wrong, right?
But I have.
Well said, and thank you for reminding me. You did write a book about that, the manifesto. But what are we doing right? Is that a shorter book?
That's a good question. Is it a shorter book? Probably not. This came out of a bunch of interviews we did here at Yahoo Finance with a bunch of business and political leaders at a recent conference, and we asked them what makes you most optimistic about the United States and what makes you most pessimistic. So the optimistic answers were a lot of people said, "Well, look at the resilience of the U.S. economy. The whole rest of the world is still struggling. Look at all the problems we've been through, many of them self-inflicted." And yet, we're doing okay. We're coming back. And, that does not get to anything, I think, that necessarily the big multinational companies are doing or that Washington's doing. I mean, I think this is really a local story, and it's a small business story.
Yeah.
States and cities are keeping on because that's what they do. And, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, those with 100, 500, 500, 1,000 employees, let's say, I mean, they're just finding ways to make it work. We know what bothers business owners. Washington can't get anything done, too many regulations, other problems like that, and yet they keep doing business. So when you put it all together, remarkable resilience of the U.S. economy was one of them. And, we still have tons of innovation in the United
States.
Can
I stop you before you get to innovation? I want to point one thing out. I don't want to rain on this little love fest, this little Pollyanna kumbaya thing you're doing right now. But it has to be said, though, Rick, all the things you just said about small business, about Main Street economy, about the resilience, all of that is 110% true. And I'm glad you brought it up. But it has to be said that those same forces are under attack right now, and the evidence is there. There are fewer small business owners today than there were 10 years ago. Their startups are very much lower. Main Street banks are under assault from regulators. That's where we get our money primarily, from Main Street banks. My point is, you just described the golden goose. Who's laying the golden eggs? The goose is laying the golden eggs for America, and I'm saying that if we don't do something, if other people, where we're doing things wrong, if they don't get it through their head, they got to understand they can't keep getting a golden egg from a goose that's dead.
Well, you asked me to say what's going right, Jim, and you're filling in the blanks on what's going wrong.
I know. It has to be said.
So
I'm
that's
through.
What's going wrong.
I'm through.
That's
go ahead. What's good next? Go ahead.
Well, I think the other thing you have to take note of is innovation. Much of it comes from Silicon Valley, and we hear about these terrific new ideas coming all the time. But
right.
I think innovation is happening everywhere, and it's not always new technology.
That's right.
It's new ways to solve problems.
New delivery systems. How do you deliver product? 55% of innovations in America come from small business.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this comes from the bottom up, and a lot of it is not from companies founded by Stanford PhDs.
And it's not patented stuff either.
Yeah. So when you talk about, I mean, you're right that, this, you know, there are fewer small businesses. We're not seeing enough small business formation. But I, you know, if, to be optimistic for a moment, it goes against my nature. But, you know, we are seeing a comeback. And yeah. you would not see even 2% growth in the U.S. economy if the small businesses
right.
that employ most Americans weren't finding ways to
you
claw
are.
Their way back into profitability.
God
and they
bless
are.
It's America,
certainly not
as I've
easy,
said,
but they are.
As I've said, Rick, what's good for small business in America is good for the world. And well said. Rick, thanks for,
right
being,
on.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Good reporting. Keep up the good work. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. See you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.